Time for us now to take a look at sports. We'll bring in Mike Causey. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
The curse of the Knicks continues.
The Knicks?
The Knicks. They didn't even get any of the top three draft picks.
Who cares?
I'm just saying, the Knicks, as lousy as they are, there's other teams that's every year they come in third or fourth and looking for the number one draft pick.
They deserve it.
I know, they really do.
That's what they get for signing Marshmallow Anthony.
It's a curse. Well, we now know right now, there's something before I say that the Tampa Bay is a beast of the East here. But, Mike, there's something you and I have been talking about for a couple of years. The amount of injuries that the Yankees go through is way above on a year-to-year basis what happens with other clubs. Another injury last night.
Two more.
Yeah, this is unbelievable. You would think that they would really go on the lookout and bring somebody in that can put an end to this. You can have the best managers and the best players in the world. If you don't have a training staff that knows how to keep your team healthy, you're sunk. It's embarrassing.
Now they lose the shortstop. Torres is out, and Paxton got hurt too, both of them. It leads me to think that there's something more going on there that meets the eye. There's too many injuries. I think that there's something illegal going on. Just my opinion. I think that these guys are juicing, and they're getting hurt. Because you can't consistently get hurt as many times as the Yankees get hurt over the last 3 years. And I'm not just talking about Judge and Stanton. I mean, that's the captain obvious right there. But everybody else is getting hurt. Everybody's. I mean, you just name a player on the Yankees, and he got hurt somewhere over the last 2 years, guaranteed. And this is something that needs to be looked into big time, maybe by Major League Baseball. I don't know, because there's just no way in the world that a team can have so many injuries so many times. Every once in a while, like the Red Sox had it 1 year, and you can go to almost any team, and they got hit with the injury bug
for a
period of time.
We're going on 4 years in a row.
It consistently happens year in and year out. There's more to this than meets the eye. My opinion. I mean, I don't have any fact to say to state anything, because I can't get medical tests from these guys. But being a ball player and knowing how things happen, it's impossible to consistently get these kind of injuries. And it's impossible. These are professional athletes. These aren't like Saturday ball players. These are professional athletes. They shouldn't be getting hurt like this.
Yeah, no. So there's two old expressions. Something's rotten in Denmark. And where there's smoke, there's fire. There's something that is going on that is, and you can't deny it. It's 4 years in a row.
Yeah.
It involves pitchers. It involves
everybody.
Starting pitchers,
yep.
Relievers. It involves players that are backup players. It involves star players. It involves every single player on that team. It's bizarre.
Infielders, outfielders, yeah. Catchers, pitchers. That covers everything.
Yeah, it's the only ones that don't get injured are the coaches.
Yeah.
No, really.
All right. That we know of.
I'm a Yankee fan, but this is now something has to be looked at, because there's just something rotten in Denmark. Okay, with all that being said,
and they lost three to the Rays. They're not in first place anymore, yeah. And it's the first three-game sweep at Yankee Stadium since 2017.
Yeah. All right. Now that I've got that all off my chest, what about you? What do you got on your chest here for sports?
We stay with baseball for one more. Just about as inconsistent as the Yankees' health is, the Padres hit four grand slams in four games. One grand slam in four games for the last four games. That's another oddity. I mean, I've never heard of it. The most that has ever been was three grand slams in three games. And they set the record, I guess you can call it the record, of hitting four grand slams in four consecutive games. That's really wild.
You combine with the live ball and a 60-game season.
Oh, yeah. I mean, these home runs are like moonshots.
Yeah,
they look like they come in. You ever seen, if you've gone to a game or see at the game, when they shoot the shirts out of that bazooka?
Yeah.
When they send the shirts into the stands, that's what these home runs look like. But they're going a lot further than the shirts.
Well, between the 60-game season and all the live ball and stuff like that, just look at baseball. Watch a video replay of a baseball game now and from a baseball game of 15 years ago, and it's a different game. It's totally
a joke.
Different.
It's a disgusting product.
All right.
My opinion.
All right. Are we ready to go to racing, or is there anything
else? No. Hockey.
Oh, that's right. How did the Islanders do?
Islanders took care of business last night big time, 4-0. It was a 2-0 game into the empty nets, and the Islanders got two of them. But they came back strong after blowing that lead the other night and came back to beat the Washington Caps 4-0 yesterday in an overwhelming performance. So the Islanders are a force to be reckoned with. They swept the Panthers in their first play-in series, whatever you want to call it. And they could have swept Washington, but went to sleep in the third period, but came back real strong yesterday. So the Islanders are going to be a force. They have as good a chance as anybody else to win the Stanley Cup. And everybody else in the East probably aren't going to be overlooking this team now because of the record and how they've been playing. So I think they have a legitimate shot to win the Stanley Cup this year. And with the sports and the watered-down version of baseball and everything, hockey is probably the only one that the championship is going to mean something because of the way that they're playing it. It's a consistent 7-game series like it's always been. They play 3/4 of their season in the winter time to get to the point for teams to try to make the playoffs. They gave them a play-in round, and I think there's some legitimacy to the Stanley Cup. So if the Islanders do pull this off, they deserve all the accolades they get. Another game last night, Dallas beat Calgary 7-3. This was one of the craziest games I've ever seen. Calgary got out to a 3-0 lead before they even played 10 minutes. Dallas scored one goal at the end of the first period to make it 3-1, and I think they scored 4 goals in the second period to make it 5-3 and 2 more in the third to make it 7-3. Talk about a major collapse. Man, the Flames put one out there last night. Give Dallas credit for the way they came back, but the Stars just collapsed. The goalies couldn't stop a bus. And that series is over now, too. Dallas beat Calgary 7-3, wins the series 4-2. And today there's a couple more games. The Islanders get to see who they play. If the Flyers beat Montreal, the Flyers take on the Islanders in the next round. And the other games that are going on today, St. Louis St. Louis and Vancouver. And Vancouver has a chance to knock St. Louis out of the playoffs, last year's champion. Vancouver's up 3-2. So two more big games today in the NHL.
Wouldn't it be nice to see the Islanders win the Cup?
Oh, it would be tremendous. It would be really, really tremendous. They have the coach. They got Lamoriello, and then they went out and got the coach that won it with the Caps a couple years ago, and he's doing a hell of a job with the Islanders. Trotz is his name. And the Islanders, there's no big gun on the Islanders, and they're just they're a big cognizant team that plays off each other. Kind of remind me of the Devils when they were good. They don't have the goalie that the Devils had or the big defenseman that the Devils had, but the not being able to defend one line is like what the Devils used to have because they didn't have a lot of offense and they played a system. And the Islanders are playing a system, not the same one that the Devils are playing, but they all bought into the system that Trotz brought to the team, and they're playing really good hockey.
All right. Now we need, of course, we remind people when we go to our picks for horse racing every day, Wednesday through Sunday, on the web at RobinHoodRadioDailyBugle.com. There's a segment called Cozzie's Corner. Click on that, and you get the picks right there, and that's up every day, Wednesday through Sunday. All right, so what are your picks, Mr. Cozzie, for this weekend?
Well, I don't have any picks for the weekend. I didn't get my racing form. It wasn't sent to me. I don't know what happened. I sent a text message to my source, and I didn't get it for the weekend. So I don't have anything to give you over the phone for the weekend.
Okay.
I apologize. It's not my fault. But I do have a pick for today, and I have something to say about today in general at Saratoga. Saratoga's racing is like baseball this year. It's terrible. The races that they're putting out there, it's not like Saratoga that we know. There's, for example, they got a stake race today in the third race. 2-year-olds going six, 5.5 furlongs on the turf. There's 6 horses in it. Wesley Ward has 3 of them, and there's an unraced maiden in it. That's a terrible race. I don't know what's going on up at Saratoga, but the racing's not so good. But we're going to try to get a winner today in the 6th race. It's 1 1/16 on the inner turf. We're going to go all the way to the outside, the 9-horse Passion Factor, coming out of the Appalachian where this horse got beat 2 lengths by Enola Gay. Enola Gay ran in a big stake, grade 1, this weekend up at Saratoga. There's no grade 1s in here today. Luis Saez rides. And yesterday, Saratoga had a 9-race card. And first race was a jumper. So basically, that gave you eight races to bet on. Saez won 5. So he won 5 out of 8 yesterday. Let's hope he stays hot today. So in the 6th race, we're going to go with the 9-horse Passion Factor. But for the weekend, I will be putting up the picks on the site, and we'll see what happens. I'll even throw the Saratogas that I would have put up there on the site. But I don't know why I didn't get the form. I have no idea. I didn't hear any contact from my source. But I apologize. I didn't have a racing form. Without a racing form, you can't make any picks.
Well, that's one of the great things about having these picks now available on the Internet after we're done. Because once again, if you're looking for Mike's picks for the weekend, they will be updated on Saturday and they'll be updated on Sunday. And it's at Robin Hood Radio, dailybugle.com, and click on Cozzy's Corner. And you can get the picks there. This is what's great about this, especially in instances like this. All right, Mike, I want you to have a good weekend.
You too, guys.
And I'll speak to you on Monday.
Yep, have a great weekend.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Mike Cozzy with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.